going to let you right now live out one of your deepest, darkest fantasies. Let me explain.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I want to have some fun on a Friday. I like to do these easy Friday polls. And since the NFL draft is going on.
All right.
I was watching the NFL draft and I just think it's so cool to watch these kids live out like their fantasy. Like this is their dream. They're getting their name called at the NFL draft, right? Living the sports fantasy.
Okay.
So I want to find out, what would be your sports fantasy that you would give anything to live out? If you could have any one of them. 312-946-4995. For example, is it like hitting a home run in the World Series or scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl or winning a gold medal for a certain sport? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I thought about it. I think mine would be based on like the biggest impact that it would have, the glory that comes with it, what it would mean to a city. And I think it would be scoring a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Because you think about that, like that's remembered forever by your city and by your team, you know? And I, if you know me, would never get that opportunity.
For me, I think it would be hitting a home run in like a game winning time, like, you know, bottom of nine, you know, you're down by two or whatever, right, and there's a couple of guys on base. And
a walk-off home run to win the game?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun with that on the Friday. You could pick any sports fantasy to live out. Is it winning a gold medal in the Olympics, a certain sport, whatever it might be? Nick, which sports glory moment would you most like to live out?
Okay, this is an out-of-the-box pick, but I'm saying to win the Masters.
Oh, okay, cool. You a golfer?
I'm not a golfer at all, but I love how much energy, like, on TV.
Yeah, that's a cool one. And this year, I think it was a huge moment. I'm not going to follow golf, but it was, like, a big, huge moment for somebody, too, this year.
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, winning the Masters. That's a cool one. Paulette, what would be your moment, huh?
Well, my moment would be because I was the quarterback for Mother McCauley back in 1976. First string, we were undefeated, and we took the city. So I would want to be a quarterback on the Chicago Bears and throw a winning touchdown.
Just any winning touchdown, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. We could use one. Sophia, what do you think you would live out? Any sports glory moment?
I love basketball. I played basketball for a majority of my life. Yeah, I think like one of those last second winning basketball shot, like, you know, when the timer's counting down and there's like 3 seconds left. And
yeah.
Then that would be pretty cool.
You're falling out of bounds and the backboard lights up because the time runs out. The ball goes through the hoop and the crowd goes crazy and they're screaming, Sophia, Sophia. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That's an awesome one. Awesome. Thank you, Sophia.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Heather. Is there a certain, if you could live out any sports glory moment, what would yours be?
So I was a softball player, very good one at that, and I was unable to play in college, and I really wish I would have had that opportunity to do that. That would have been a fantasy for me.
So would you'd probably say also like in the college softball championships, hitting like a walk-off home run.
Absolutely.
That would be the moment for you, right? Then there's photos and posters of you being held up because your whole team picks you up, right? After you run around the bases, they pick you up and your fist is up in the air like a champion. I'm picturing it right now for you, Heather. It's like a League of Their Own moment where Kit scores that run and knocks over Dottie. Remember?
Yes, I love that movie.
That's your moment, Heather. I love it.